Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Stillwell. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Jenkins. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jack Jenkins. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gardner. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbouquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbouquet. And now, play ball. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geiger moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. There goes Gardner. The throw from Retzer to Brinkman, and Gardner is out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Locke reaches second base with a double. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locke moves to third. Two outs. Jack Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 1 in the game. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 2 in the game. Guile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King strikes out. There goes Locke. The throw from Pagliarani to Gardner, and Locke is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Guile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-3 in the game. Guile hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.